Hey, yes, I'm talking to you. Do you see anyone else around? I need to ask you something. Why on earth did you send me that email yesterday? As I thought. So it must have been an accident. I remember giving you my email when we worked on that project together, but you never really said much to me. Well, I have some bad news for you. I know your secret. You're as pale as a ghost. I bet you have no idea what I'm specifically referring to. Let's see. I'll give you a hint. It wasn't a link to a nasty website or explicit photos or anything like that. Your sigh of relief tells me that sending something like that might have been a real possibility for you. No, this particular secret isn't that bad, but it's still not something you'd want other people knowing about. Quite scandalous indeed, if I do say so myself. I think I get it now. I bet you were trying to find an excuse to talk to me. You didn't have the nerve to directly approach me, so you cast the line to see if you'd get a bite. What do they call it in sports? A Hail Mary pass? Okay, if you insist, I guess I'll choose to believe it was an accident. For the time being, at least. Anyway, you're lucky that you sent that message to me. Out of all the people you could have emailed by accident, I bet I'm the only one who would actually appreciate its contents. You know, it only takes some simple logic to figure out what I'm talking about. Think back to what you did yesterday. What was the one thing that we might have a mutual interest in? You know, I am an art student after all. Ooh, I see the recognition in your eyes now. Oh, no. Don't try running away now. You're in too deep to try and escape your mess. I'm going to take my time and enjoy watching you squirm for a while. From how you act in class, I never expected you to be into writing role-playing stories. Plus, you never get good marks in your essays, so I was surprised when I actually got to read your private writing. Well, I sit next to you after all. I see all your scores when the teacher hands them back. You think you're pretty slick, but if I had a dollar for every time I caught you glancing at me, I'd be set for life. It's not like I'm watching you all the time. Seeing you fail just has some entertainment value, that's all. Well, it's not like I think you'll win a Pulitzer or anything. I just didn't realize you had a single romantic bone in your body. You're always so formal and academic, but I guess there's another side to you that most people never get to see. Without your little indiscretion yesterday, I never would have known either. I didn't like it that much. It was just unexpected. Don't go thinking you're Shakespeare reincarnated or anything like that. It was mediocre at best. Yeah, don't act so surprised. I like voice acting and ASMR too. At first it was to help me sleep, but the story started growing on me. The narrator in your story seemed kind of familiar. They sat next to your main character in class, and they were always working on their art. Plus, they were perfect in every way. If I didn't know any better, I would say you were drawing inspiration from someone you knew in real life. I wonder who that might be, How embarrassing. You wrote a story about your crush and sent it to them by accident. Since you're trying to escape again, I can tell I hit the mark. I must admit, your plan of accidentally emailing me has worked out pretty well for you so far. It's normally difficult to retain my interest for very long. Who knows? Maybe, if you're lucky, we can have a private session and I'll read a little something just for you. I bet you'd like that, wouldn't you? I think I have the perfect story in mind. Just the two of us, alone, acting out your hidden fantasies. It's okay. I won't judge you. Well, not too much at least. Teasing you is just too tempting to resist. I wonder what our class would think if they knew you wrote a love story about me. Oh, you poor lovesick fool. What am I going to do with you? Oh, my portfolio. Crap, I forgot to latch it closed. No, leave the papers there. I said it's fine. Stop, you idiot. Don't look at that. Okay, it's not what you think. They're not all drawings of you, just someone who happens to look kinda almost exactly like you. Fine. If you must know, I was working on portraits and you just happened to be my unwitting subject. You should be honored. I see you all the time in class, so it seemed fitting. Stop smirking at me! The shoe is not on the other foot. What a stupid saying. It's fine. No one would believe you anyway. I'll destroy the evidence before you can tell anyone. Just watch me. Or, I would. But I need them for class. Yeah, I can't just throw them away yet. Well, if you tell, then I'll tell too. Everyone will know your secret. And I'm willing to bet that most of our peers will believe me over you. Plus, at least my excuse is plausible. Wait, I didn't mean to say excuse. I mean my reason for drawing you. Imagine if I posted your half-baked love story all over campus. I have the email saved. All I would have to do is forward it to my contacts. But I'll hold off for now. At least until I've had my fill of teasing you in private. So, you better keep things entertaining, or else you'll know what happens. I'm just kidding. Or am I? I guess we'll have to find out next time. Until then.